Good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. Forecasters say strong storms with the potential for a few isolated tornadoes are possible across a large part of Alabama in the days before Christmas. The National Weather Service says the severe weather is expected from Tuesday afternoon through early Wednesday morning. Forecasters say they expect the storms to arrive in western Alabama from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and then move into eastern Alabama Tuesday evening into early Wednesday. The primary threats will be damaging straight-line winds and heavy rains and the possibility of isolated tornadoes. We'll have more on the weather in just a moment. Heart failure patients recently discharged from UAB Hospital will be able to receive even more care. The UAB School of Nursing has received a $1.5 million grant from the Health Resources and Services Administration. Dr. Maria Shirey is the Assistant Dean for Clinical and Global Partnerships at UAB. She says the goal is to make things easier for the patients.
The ideal is to keep patients home and comfortable and functional as compared to them being involved in a revolving door type of syndrome coming back into the emergency department.
Shirey says the grant will be spread out over 3 years. The clinic is currently accepting referrals of patients who meet their clinical criteria, which includes heart patients who are uninsured. And a lot of Santa's helpers this week are wearing brown. United Parcel Services says it's hired close to 1,000 seasonal workers in Alabama to help with the holiday rush. They'll be busy today with an estimated 34 million UPS packages scheduled for delivery. The company expects today to be the busiest delivery day of 2014. UPS spokeswoman Susan Rosenberg says there are other high-volume days, but today is the biggest.
We really plan for all of the 10 days before Christmas to be really busy. We have busy times around Valentine's Day, in May around graduation periods.
UPS is also preparing for the first week after Christmas. That's for all the return shipments from customers who are not happy with what they received. Federal Express and the U.S. Postal Service saw their peak days last Monday. Across much of the state tonight, chance for rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Near city temperatures in the mid-50s, chance of rain around 70%. Along the coast, temperatures around the mid-60s, chance of rain around 40%. I'm Stan Ingold for APR News.